Welcome to your weekly compass, your go-to reflections to connect with God every week. Welcome, welcome. Last week of February, last episode of February. Thank you for being here. If this is your first time, make sure to subscribe or follow. Thank you so much for being here for a few minutes with the Word of God. And today we're reading 2 Corinthians 9:8, and I'm reading from the NIV. It says, "And God is able to bless you abundantly, so that in all things, at all times, having all that you need, you will abound in every good work." Now, let me ask you a question. Have you ever been in a situation where you felt 100% certain that God was guiding you in a particular direction, that He was telling you, this is what you're going to do? But when you realize what He was telling you, you're like, oh God, come on, that's impossible. I have limited resources. I cannot do that. I have these limitations. I don't know how to do that. I don't know where to start. You know my limitations, God, come on. I cannot do that, right? Have you been there? Have you gone through that? Are you going through that right now? Is He telling you to do something right now? And you're like, God, you know, I cannot do that. You know, I have my limitations. You know, everyone says that I cannot do big things and blah, blah, blah. Does that sound something like it's going in your life right now? Let me know. Send me a message. I would like to know. I would like to pray with you about that too. Now, it's very common for young Christians to experience something like that when we start walking with God. It's very common for us, and I include myself in that because I've only been a Christian for maybe 12 years of my life, and I'm 42. So the majority of my life, I was not a Christian. On the other hand, I didn't want to believe in God. I didn't like Him at all. And I'll talk a little bit more about it in a little bit. But for us young Christians that we've been walking with Him for a few years, it's hard. And I'm pretty sure for people that have been walking with God for all their lives, it's hard as well. Because sometimes, a lot of times, God puts in our hearts and in our mind, out of this world thoughts, because He knows what we're able to do. He knows, but we don't. We put limitations. I don't know if you listened to my past episode 2. If you haven't, go ahead and listen to that. But I talk about the fog that we have in front of us. Every time we want to walk with the Lord, there's a fog that only let us see a few feet in front of us, but God sees miles. So that's one thing that we as believers, we have to work. Now, a lot of people will tell you the best and only thing that we can do is step out of faith and obey Him. That's the best thing you can do. And it sounds beautiful, and it's true. In essence, it's true, but it's scary. It's daunting for sure. It's like, how am I going to do it? God is like, I know, I believe in you. You're amazing. You're almighty. You can do whatever, but I can't. The thought of doing what He wants us to do without seeing the whole picture, of knowing how everything will work out, it will make you hesitate. Let me tell you a story. The first time God put in my heart that I should start a podcast to talk about my experience with Him, I was like, oh no. No, God. You know, English is not my first language. My vocabulary is not the best. Like the words I use are simple. They're not fancy words. And people like to hear fancy words and, you know, perfect speech. And I am nothing like that. Tell me anything else, God. Tell me whatever else you want me to do but that. And I kept doing other things for a few years. I even started a blog because that's easy, right? With AI. AI helps you use beautiful words. Oh, man. But guess what? God was there. Hey, you have to start a podcast. You have to actually talk to people, because there are people that think that I am the way that you thought I was. Here's the thing. When I was growing up, in a community where God is all about judging, and people will judge me if I didn't follow the rules. I grew up with so much rage against God that I didn't want him. I didn't want Jesus. It's like, I don't know what people see in him, but he's nothing. He's bad. He makes me feel bad. However, no one told me, here, there's the Bible. Read about him. No one, of course, because when you read the Bible, you read his word and he will tell you who he is. No one told me that until one day someone told me that, and the rest is history, as you will learn if you keep listening. So the thing was that I was like, God, this is what I had in my mind, and this is what I still have in my mind. I still have it in my mind, because even though I started my podcast and I'm enjoying it, I'm loving it, I still have that in the back of my head, and I have to wrestle with that every day. I have to pray. I have to talk to God every single day in the morning before going to bed and before recording, because it is very, yeah, I spent the majority of my life thinking that I wasn't enough, and now I'm talking about it. Now, I get it. Nowadays, people, you know, having an accent, being from another country, it's not as huge deal as it was before, but still, there are some people that have some resistance. And unfortunately, they do say things that hurt a lot. And I consider myself a person that, you know, I don't care what people think about me, but that's a lie. We all care about what people think, and we shouldn't. Caring about what someone will say will stop us from achieving our purpose to be who God wants us to be. And believe me, the road is not going to be easy. It's going to be hard. For my case, it's hard for me to speak to you, to look for the words, because I still want to be perfect, even though I will never be. But I want to be perfect. I'm wrestling with that every time I speak, but I'm doing it. So if God has put something in your heart, I'm telling you right now, stop whatever you're doing and do one thing that puts you closer to that dream that God put in your heart. I don't care what it is. And you can share it with me. I can pray with you. We can talk however you want. But I'm giving you that whole pass to try it and do it. And do it afraid. I'm afraid right now. I'm afraid. Talking to you, thinking about what you will think about me when you listen to my podcast. But don't care. I'm doing it. So do it afraid. Let's do it afraid. But it's all for the glory of God. It's for people to know the love of God, the real God of the Bible, the one that is there, the one that sent Jesus, oh my God, the one that sent his one and only son here on earth to let us know, hey, I love you. No matter how many mistakes you have, you do, no matter how wrong you think you are, I love you. And I want you to do this. Let's do it. Let's do it afraid. If we don't take that step in faith, and as you can tell, it makes me so emotional, we might miss out on doing his will and receiving all the blessings that he has for us. If you step out in obedience, he will provide. He will provide with whatever you need in ways that you will be in awe. Believe me, you just have to spend time with him. Pray and spend time. Give him time. Give him 5-10 minutes a day. Give him that some time so he can build that confidence in you. It will be a step-by-step process. God will provide exactly what you need at each stage of the journey. He will not give us everything at once because we do have limitations. We cannot deal with the whole picture. So remember the fog, we're only seeing a few feet in front of us. He will give us enough to walk those feet. But hey, hang on to God's hand when you're walking through the fog. Don't let it go. Just walk, keep going, step by step. He's there, constantly at work. He will answer your prayers. He will answer everyone's prayer. Granted, it's not always yes, but he will answer your prayers. He's listening to you. So we just have to trust him and we have to keep moving forward, trusting that he will give us exactly what we need whenever we need it. Now let's take a moment and think about a time in the past when you step out in faith, because sometimes we forget. Whenever we have a situation in our life, a problem, a complication, and we forget about those times that God already walked with us and gave us everything that we needed and at the time, at the perfect time. So think about that. Think about that time when you step out in faith, even though you weren't sure how things will work out. How did God provide you in that situation? How did he help? Now, if you're facing something similar right now, how can all this that we're talking about can encourage you to trust him and step out in faith? Philippians 4:19 says, "And my God will supply every need of yours according to his riches in glory of Christ Jesus." Always, always. Now let's hold onto the truth that he's our provider and guide, as Philippians 4:19, that he will supply every need of ours. Let's hold to that truth. Even when the way forward seems unclear, when you think your resources are limited, when you think the language is not enough, when you think you're not strong enough, when you think you're not skinny enough, when you think that you are not smart enough, let's trust that God's provision and guidance can lead us to experience everything that he has in store for us. Let's pray. Dear God, thank you, thank you, thank you so much for your daily provision and guidance. Thank you that because we know that you're always listening to us. Thank you so much because I know that you're there. I know that you're ready to give us exactly what we need to step out in faith and continue to fulfill the purpose that you put in our hearts. Right now, if someone listening is facing a situation that seems overwhelming, I pray that they choose to trust you. I pray that they see that you are the one that will provide for everything that they need. Help them move forward in faith, believing that you will provide all that they need according to your timing, God, because it's all about you. It's all about your timing. It's all about your purpose. It's all about giving glory to your name. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. If you would like to receive these devotionals every week directly to your email, there is a link in the show notes that will allow you to subscribe. Basically, you will receive an email every Wednesday morning with the devotional and also a link to the podcast so you can read or listen. We also have a Facebook group. It's called See, Pray, Love. There we pray for each other. We talk about our weekly struggles. We read the Bible one chapter every week to build a deeper relationship with God. So go ahead. The link is also on the show notes. Join us there. It's a free group. Now, before I go, if you found this episode helpful, please, if you can, go and leave us a five stars review. That will help us a lot. So it put us in front of more people, because the whole purpose is to share the word of God with as many as we can. And also, if you please consider sharing it to your social media, your friends, your family members. You never know when they need a word of encouragement, a little bit of God's love in their life. Well, that is all for today. I'll see you next Wednesday. In the meantime, sip slow, pray deep, love always.